Once upon a time, it wasn't very long ago, a man, well, there was three men actually, but we'll deal with one of them, came before a great yogi master in India. And the master said to him, "If you could have one wish come true, what would it be?" And the man said, "Do I have a hope of having this wish come true?" And the yogi said, "Yes, if you want it. For better or for worse, whatever you wish now will come true. So think about, number one, what you're going to wish, and number two, whether you want it to come true." The man was had moderate intelligence, so he thought about it and he said, "Yes, I would like it to come true. What is your wish?" "I would like to be a rich man." The yogi said, in a few years' time you will be a rich man, for better or for worse." So he went away and he was a rich man, and he married a beautiful woman who was killed in an accident. His children, who he absolutely adored, met violent ends, and he went back to the yogi again and he said, "You know," he said, "I'd do anything if that wish had not have come true." And the yogi said, "Well, you asked that your wishes be granted, and I granted them." See, now that is supposed to be a true story. The people who have asked for the information about the AUM are given it for better or for worse, and it will be for their betterment, providing they obey the instructions which I will give now. And the main instruction you have to remember and not forget and not let it slip your memory is reference to this word. Do not ever refer to it in any other way except the word or the AUM. Don't get up in this house afterwards and ask a question about the and repeat it. Always refer to it as the word or the AUM. It's also written, "Woe unto they who in their drawing rooms do even mention this word." And I believe that great woe will come unto them who in their drawing rooms do even mention this word. You know, when the snobbish British people went to India, they thought it was in the fashion at one time to learn a lot of Indian customs, and then, especially among the women, to come and talk to about these Indian customs in their afternoon tea parties. There's a lot of women made an awful lot of karma by the bandying about of this word, because it was spoken just like any other word, just like somebody's name. It wasn't spoken of in the way that it should have been, namely the most sacred name for God on earth. Whether they knew this or not makes not the slightest bit of difference whatsoever. They still invoked against themselves a tremendous amount of karma, and I would not like to see anybody here do that at all. I would be most grieved if you did. So always in your conversations, and there are times when you have to refer to this, when you have to mention it, there are times when you may even wish to discuss it, do so, but never repeat the word when you do discuss it. Always refer to it as the word or the AUM. And I mean, say it like that, the AUM. Now that is one of the most important don'ts. That don't and the black magic don't are the two big important don'ts.